It is 20 minutes after 5 o'clock, driving home on Downtown Thursday show. Live from Seasons Main Street in downtown Bangor. Rich Kimble, Brian Stagpole on the Pulse, WZON.
Have you ever been close to tragedy or been close to folks who have?
It's time for our weekly visit with Lee Klein, the five-star basketball camp owner, former college coach, contributor to Slam Magazine. Our chance to talk college hoops. So Lee, welcome back and a happy Thursday afternoon to you.
Well, it's good to be back, and as we see January quickly coming to a close, we know every night, every game matters. As tonight, we see for some teams, real important statement games. As the Big Ten, for many, and you know, many people say, this test of Iowa playing at Maryland might very well be, if the Hawkeyes could find a way, close the door on the Big Ten for the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, this is a great showdown tonight. Number 3, Iowa. Number 8, Maryland Terrapins. How do you size this one up?
I keep waiting for this Maryland team to click on all cylinders. And they've sort of underwhelmed much this season. You know, there's three keys. They've got great point guard play, Melo Trimble. They got legitimate post guys between Diamond Stone and Carter. And they get guys that can really shoot it from the outside and Lehman and Suleiman. But you haven't seen all three elements click at this in the same game. Does that change tonight? That's what I'm waiting to see. And I think for Maryland, who many thought was a Final Four team, it's tonight that they have to show it.
Boy, and it's a great night for college basketball. You've got that one. And then late tonight, a terrific matchup. The nation's longest home winning streak on the line as Arizona takes on Oregon.
Yeah, and, you know, Dan Altman has done a terrific job. Just, you know, Oregon never really just completely drops. He constantly reloads. They've got one freshman that, you know, there's a lot of very good freshmen out. Here's one I think, you know, write the name down in a couple of years, we're going to be talking about, you know, All-American type player in Tyler Dorsey. I think he's going to be important for them. It's a game, you know, Oregon needs to show they can play on the road, and Arizona can't afford another loss here. So, you know, I do think Arizona is able to hold home court, but it's going to take, you know, it's going to take everything. There's a lot of, like I said, a lot of good games. You know, you've got this from the Sun Belt to an interesting American Conference game. You know, dire straits, Cincinnati on the road, needs a win. Somebody trying to get in conversation to be worthy of an automatic bid, you know, an at-large bid in that conference. So there's a lot of that going on where teams really can't afford to slip. You know, Notre Dame's got a game tonight. You know, if the Irish fall, then all of a sudden, are they really the resume and are they an at-large team? These are things that are going to get decided starting tonight.
Well, and also some huge games coming up on the weekend. I look at Saturday and a big matchup between Virginia and Louisville. How important is that game for Tony Bennett's Cavaliers?
I think it's very important. I mean, they survived a miracle game against Wake Forest. Louisville has been, in my opinion, you know, it's probably Rick Pitino's best coaching job of the year, considering all the distractions, taking a couple of fifth-year guys, a couple of guys that were a little short of the McDonald's game, and sort of getting this chip on their shoulder, bond together, and really defend best in the country in defensive efficiency. You know, Virginia has played almost, you know, each year you lose a guy. Well, you know, great programs, big-time programs like the Kansas and the Kentucky and the Duke, it's easier for them to sort of retool than it is for Virginia, who is trying to develop into that level program, but they have, you know, they've missed the guy. They missed Joe Harris. They missed the guy. You know, they're missing Justin Anderson. These guys that they produce from this great nucleus that propelled the program. Now they haven't been able to replace them the same way that the elite of these leagues have been, and that's why they are, you know, this work in progress. They've got to grind out ways to win.
We're talking college basketball with Lee Klein here on Downtown. And since the last time we talked, been a couple of big games, most notably Texas A&M coming in number 5 in the country, beaten by Arkansas in that one. That was a bit of a shocker.
Well, playing in Fayetteville is one of the most difficult places to play. And ask any Texas school what it's like playing in Fayetteville. You're never going to get a kind whistle. It's the way it goes. That was a tough game, one that you have to, you know, when they say to win those games, you have to be 15 points better than your opponent just to escape. That is what you would see in the dictionary under it. I mean, that's the perfect example. You wouldn't say that A&M got cheated. You know, it wasn't clear that they would just win the game, but the officials didn't do them any favors. So, you know, this is where you got to learn through losses that you've got to be a little bit sharper, and you've got to, you know, you got to hit the free throws on the road, and you got to take care of the basketball if you're going to win in hostile places like that. So it's a good teaching tool for a team that can afford the loss at that pivotal time in the season that we're in.
Also a game that we talked about last week, and you told us to watch out for Providence in that matchup with Villanova, and the Friars didn't disappoint.
Well, you know, and this Providence team, you know, they tough little window there. They won, you know, they beat Villanova, then they home against Xavier. Xavier really incredible. The zone, you know, what they did defensively with the 1-3-1 zone, and Providence really unfortunate and unlucky. Couldn't really hit any outside perimeter shots. So Xavier flexed their muscles and got an important win. But it doesn't ease up. Providence has another tough game coming. You know, Ben Bentile and Chris Dunn are two of the best players in the country. Now, like we talk about, great teams need what we say three parts. A post, a point, and perimeter shooting. For Providence, they need to get a perimeter shooter starting where they could rely on it consistently, whether it be Lindsay or whomever, if they're going to be an elite team.
Leo, I don't want to put you on the spot, but up here at Maine, we've got a second-year coach in Bob Walsh, a Maine team that really hasn't been relevant for a while, but is doing some really good things with a very young group. Knocked off Albany a couple of weeks ago, scored 105 in an overtime win over Hartford last night. Is anybody talking about this Maine team? Certainly not as a contender for this year, but some of the progress that's being made by Bob Walsh.
Well, you know, in Bob Walsh, you've got really one of the great ascending coaches in the country that has, you know, has the program on the right path. Now, this is a tough year. You got Stony Brook is loaded. Albany's really run the conference, the last few years, and is always a tough out. So you sort of have this, the top, you know, like a real top and a real bottom. Mm. And what Bob Walsh has been able to do is get Maine out of that bottom and climb it into a real competitive area that the next level up, once he gets this next class of recruits in, that they can now emerge into that top part, as well as, you know, Stony Brook will graduate, you know, if you will, some of the all-time best players that they've ever had in their program. And, you know, Jameel Warney and Carson Purifoy and that crew. So a year from now, we might be talking about Maine as the team to beat in this league.
It's Lee Klein of the 5-Star Camps. So Lee, it's always great talking basketball with you. Thanks so much for visiting with us. Enjoy the games tonight, and we'll check in with you again next week.
Awesome. Have a fantastic evening.
That is Lee Klein talking college basketball on Downtown.